Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going today, mate?
Very well, thank you. Welcome along to the Sideline View once again. The Vic Junior track titles, what's the latest there?
Oh, Bendigo did really well, Daniel. I'm so proud of these kids. They've all come through our junior track program up at Bendigo, which myself and Ken Smith and Rob Burns and Steve Flood have coached all these kids when they first started. So it's great to see them winning medals. Eight of them won 16 medals between them at the state titles down at Northcote or Darabin, it's called now, in Melbourne. And a lot of those have been selected to go and race in the Victorian state team for nationals in April. So it's good news, Daniel.
Fantastic. Did when they were getting the medals, you know, when you win something, be it an Academy Award or something like that, Noel, do they, you know, thanks to Mum and Dad for helping me out, do you get a mention as well?
Well, I wasn't there. Probably not. Oh. I'm not sure, Daniel. somebody would have, I'm sure. But we'll just run through the names of the kids that are selected. Like, it's a great achievement for Bendigo to have all these riders going to represent the state.
Yep.
Young Lilith Jones, Hayley Jack, Belinda Bailey, Lucy Hall, four young ladies there. And then Nate Haddon and Chase Haddon, two brothers, bit of family rivalry. And Angus Gill and Jamie Coles. That's a lot of kids out of the state team. So their nationals is on at the Anamears Velodrome in Brisbane in April. But before that, starting later on this week coming up, I think it's around the 24th of April, we have the Senior National Championships also at the Anamears Velodrome in Brisbane. And we've got a heap of Bendigo in that too, representing Victoria. We've got Alessia McKay, Jackson Haddon, Ned Pollard, Blake Agnoletto and Patrick Eddy. So that's a fair few numbers too. So Bendigo kicking a lot of goals, I reckon, Daniel.
Is Bendigo, I mean, obviously Bendigo is big in the world of cycling, but is it one of the biggest areas for cyclists? I mean, obviously in Melbourne and around that area, there'd be big areas. But from a regional perspective, is Bendigo one of the biggest?
Yeah, I reckon. I believe so. I actually had this exact conversation last weekend. I was at the Ballarat Cycling Classic and I was the MC commentator over there. I was talking with Nick Malthouse and we were debating the fact on Bendigo being rivaling Ballarat because they think they're the biggest, but maybe they are because they've got the Australian title and they've got the Ballarat cycling. I said, yeah, they had 2,000 people in or something, but we've got more racing than what they have over there. So I don't know, it's 50-50.
I was going to say, it'd be an interesting debate with you and Mick Malthouse. I mean, it'd be tough trying to get a word in each way.
Well, Daniel, I disgraced myself because I had a run sheet. The lady put me up with this run sheet, right? I'm not a really big footballer and football fan. I know. I just follow football, but not massively.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the run sheet, had Pet Stock Ballarat, introduced manager, and then it had Michael Malthouse, but didn't have anything written under his name. So I just had this man up on the stage, and he had a beard, a COVID beard and a cap on. And I said, oh, you've got a big name to live up to, mate. And he said, oh, I am Mick Malthouse. And I still didn't twig. And someone in the crowd started heckling him and said, that's him, that's the AFL coach. And I felt very insignificant just for one moment.
Look, if you're not a massive AFL fan, you can fully understand as to why, you know, you'd get it completely mixed up. I've done it before many a times, Noel, so you're not in the minority there, mate. You mentioned last time that we had a bit of a chat that the cycling sort of has backed off a little bit in relation to the season because you're training it and we're trying to get the youngsters to come through. If there is any youngsters listening today who might be interested in doing some cycling, and as you say, you're not doing the training as such, what can they do to get themselves up and ready for when the training comes about? Is it just simply getting on the bike and just riding around the block with Mum and Dad?
Well, riding around the block with Mum and Dad's fine, but sooner or later Mum and Dad can't keep up. That's what happens. And so it's an unfortunate fact. A lot of kids go pretty quick.
Yep.
And they're better off being in a controlled environment. Like take your son or wherever the person we're talking about here is up to the Tom Flood Sports Centre where you can ride around that, you know, in a controlled environment, or go on the bike paths or the O'Keefe Rail Trail. Or something where there's no cars. That's the biggest fear of mine with junior cycling, you know. And you really have to wear lights, have your flashing tail light on, your flashing headlight on, and be visible and wear bright clothing because people can't see bike riders.
Yep.
And all I can say is, you know, we'll have our track racing starting up again in October with a really good training program. The Bendigo District Cycling Club run a road program that's starting up in a few days' time. That'll go all through winter. And also the mountain bikes have the same thing. They have mountain bike racing through winter. So there's several clubs that will help out kids, including the one I'm involved with. But, I mean, if there's no control track racing training going on for a little while, stick to the bike path. And there's even a great trail on the creek. You can ride from the creek right out to Epsom.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I might give that. I might give that a go. I might do some walking myself. I've got to get the walking steps back up, so I might take my son for a bit of a ride because he, you know, he wants to get out and about and enjoy, you know, what Central Victoria has to offer. And I said, "Well, get on the bike." He goes, "Well, you're going to come with me, Dad." And I laughed at him, but now I'm going to have to.
Well, you've got a little goal there, Daniel.
I know.
But most clubs, like the one I coach for, Bendigo District Cycling Club, we have a lot of bikes. We've got like 46 bikes, which we can loan kids. And other clubs have bikes which they can get kids going on.
Yep.
And that's the ticket. You don't really have to go out and buy a brand new bike when you're, you know, a parent of a junior. Mm. You can go and have a try out on one of the club bikes and see if you like it, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of people out there to help you, Daniel. That's... But yeah, it's a big sport and growing. And my personal belief is we're bigger than Ballarat, and I'm prepared to be shot down in flames.
Oh, no, we'll back you up 100%. Noel, hey, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on The Sideline View. Let's catch up next week.
Thank you, Daniel, very much. Have a good week.